Beloved creator of all that is, we are the people on the land and soil on Oregon. We have a right to be free and self-determined, and with both of those come great responsibility. It's a responsibility that may be as much, if not more, arduous than being compliant to limited living and following what is determined for us by others. But we choose that responsibility and its challenges. Mistakes will be made, guaranteed, yet in discernment, in valuing one's quality of life and cooperation with equally valuing the lives of others, help comes. Cooperation and collaboration ensue, and generosity is contagious. So with this realization, we call in our divine beloved creator to guide us in making the best, most righteous decisions and right action. As above, so below. We are here in this abundant garden Creator has entrusted to us. We have been given the miracle of birthing children of God's children. We, as complex social beings, are here to sing and dance and experience the joy of communion, commingling, abundance, and above all, love. Let it be so. So it is.
Good morning. My name is Ron Vroman. I'm the old white man talking head for the Oregon Statewide Rural Assembly. I was invited to a meeting last night on Zoom. And wow, what an eye-opener. There are some real issues, and they're being exacerbated by people that refuse to accept facts for what they are and take out of the equation what they would like it to be and just go with what really is. And as much as I dislike William Jefferson Clinton, it depends upon what the definition of is. It really is down to nomenclature. And how do you exactly describe something? So here's something that I think will stand among a lot of people, most. If you will stand and deliver to be a man or a woman with your progeny on the land and soil of your state, commonwealth, or territory, whichever one it happens to be, lawfully and legitimately, there's differences. You've been lied to. What you think is not necessarily the truth. So you got to accept these things. Honest. Okay. So if you are that person standing on the line, okay, you have no ruler. There is no authority over you. Not the state, not the county, not the cop, not the sheriff, not the judge, none of them. Department of Homeland Security, nor the family court, none of them. You got to be able to stand alone. Now, that doesn't mean you have to provide everything in the world for yourself and your kids. But you got to be able to do the job. You got to be able to stand up for yourself. It's not cradle to the grave. So, nomenclature. Who are you in those things that were inculcated into you? Do you have God? Do you have Supreme Being? Do you grant that there is a creator? Do you think that there's It's got to be something, and it's way over me. And it isn't just biology. There's a spark of something. And so I know that there's a God. Who, what, where, why, when? I don't know. I don't really care. If God wants to talk to me, God knows exactly where I am. Otherwise, I'm in this for the best I can do. So, and I'm not interested in raising my consciousness to become a spirit and go off into the ether with the all-knowing who. I'm just perfectly, I would prefer to be out in the garden drinking a beer, smoking a pipe, playing with my dogs. I'm not. Neither are you. So the reality of it is, if you're without ruler and you're without subjects, you are a sovereign. And you are a sovereign among sovereigns. Your next door neighbor and the guy across the street, everybody that will just do their job, maintain their responsibilities, take care of their shit, and not bother you. Let them be. Will they stand with you if there is an invader? That's a good one. Where are they when they decide to have a forest fire in your neighborhood and burn up all the houses and not the trees? Where are you going to be when that comes? Where are you going to be when the disaster that probably is man-made happens? You're being punished. What are you going to do? The vaccine is not the vaccine. Okay, so when do you stand and deliver? When do you finally decide that, yep, that's who I am? No more. No more conciliatory. This is not negotiable. We will cooperate, but we will not capitulate. That point here, it is for me. So how do you change that? It's all written down in the paperwork. When they designed and constructed on paper the United States of America and gave it a name and decided to leave the king and decided to be sovereign themselves. First time in the history of the earth, people decided that they did not need a king and they were going to be able to do it just fine by themselves and that they could form a social compact and take care of their needs. That bunch in the 13 colonies, whatever, tough guys. They robbed the king of 13 colonies at gunpoint. They were not sweetheart, conciliatory, looking for the kumbaya, okay? So anyhow, if you are ready to stand and deliver, then you are not a U.S. citizen. You are a man or a woman. You are not a state national. You are not a citizen. Look up what citizen is. Oh, that's in Bouvier 1858 or something like that. It's a special dictionary that tells you exactly what the words meant when they were written down. That's important. But anyhow, what we're trying to do is establish where we are. So if you can bring yourself to the point where you recognize that, yes, you are a sovereign man or woman, citizen, subject, ruler to nobody. Now, should you want to go over there and get a job in the United States Navy, you sign a contract and you join their club. Their club is the United States, Washington, District of Columbia, apostrophe S, U.S. Navy. That's what you joined. It's a corporation, but it is not incorporated. It's a division of government. If you want to be a jarhead, that's a subdivision of the United States Navy. And you are free to do that. And you are free to go down and register to vote and become a U.S. citizen so they can count you. They do census. That's part of their job. It's enumerated in the Constitution. They have to do that to keep their job. That's one of the things. So you register, yeah, I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm here to vote. But that's all. I'm not here to subjugate myself to you. I am not in your jurisdiction, but I will be long enough to vote. It's not a long-term contract. It's not like joining the Navy for 4 years. When voting's over, the obligation is over. You're no longer a U.S. citizen. If the judge says, are you a U.S. citizen? You say no. If somebody says, are you a state national? You say no. Well, who in the hell are you? I'm Ron Vroman. I'm the old man. I'm a white man, an old man. I'm on Oregon. That's who I am. Who are you? So that has to be decided. Now, if you are that person, you can go and join any club you want. You can go join the Future Farmers of America. You can join the Poodle Breeders Club. You can join the Republican Party. Mistake. You can join the Democrat Party. Bigger mistake. Same mistake. You don't have to do any of those. You can do all of them that you want. If you want to join a social compact, a private membership association, if you want to join the city government as an employee, then you become one of them, a citizen. You are in a public service company, a subdivision of government, not incorporated for profit. They want to make it they, meaning the employees of that service company, the water company, the sewer company, they want to make their fiefdom bigger. They want to have more employees, be more important, have more trucks. That's part of being human. They're building the hierarchy, the hive. That's good to some degree. But if you want to go there and do that, then you become a worker, citizen of, a subdivision of. You are no longer over here standing with me being a sovereign old man on Beaverton. You changed your jurisdiction of your own free will. But when they sneak up on you and they say, if you take free home delivery of your mail in your own name, then you're in contract with us. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Well, don't accept it. Don't accept their contract. I get my mail general delivery. I either pick it up or somebody does it for me. I'm not obligated to them. They are doing their constitutional responsibility, providing postal. That's not a contract with me. That's an enumerated responsibility they have. Now, how many states are there? Well, there's 50. No, there's not. States has a specific meaning. And it's a constitutional meaning. Now, just as you have that jurisdiction of being a man or a woman, the state has the same jurisdiction. And that jurisdiction is when free men wrote the paperwork. When they wrote the paperwork, they wrote the rules. And the rules say, this is how you make a state. Commonwealths and states within the group are this. The name of the state is Rhode Island and Providence Plantation. It's Massachusetts Bay. That's the name. People abbreviate. It's wrong. People accept it. It's wrong. You perpetuate the error long enough and it becomes the truth. It's an abbreviation. It's not the truth. So now that group of 13 couldn't get the job done to even inaugurate Washington. Only 12 of them come back for the inauguration. Did you know that? Yeah. Rhode Island and Providence Plantation didn't make it back. They broke the Confederation and Perpetual Union. And then they came back and fixed it. Now you have the wheel on the wheelbarrow going again. All the spokes are there. It's not broken, it's fixed. That functioned pretty good for quite a while, but not perfect. So they had to fix it. And they wrote the Constitution. That's where we come in. You and I, men and women, are not party to that contract, the Constitution. That Constitution is a contract among the states. Oregon is the last state. Because that's the truth. You count 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you, when you're done counting, you're done counting. That's the number. After Oregon, there is no lawful state. And we know what law is. Law is man or woman on the land and soil of their state, commonwealth, or territory without subject and without ruler. Sovereign. That's who man is. The state has to be the same. That's called original jurisdiction. The United States of America, that group that we formed through our forefathers, operating a state or commonwealth, they created it. The first fiction, the original jurisdiction. This is what we agree to. You have to get to that point before you can have law. And then you can move forward and change the form of government however you wish. It says right here, and they have at all times a right to alter, reform, or abolish the government in such manner as they may think proper. Now's the time. Now, when you look at this situation that we're in, if you are one of the bad guys, and bad guys wear both white hats and black hats, that's what they do. They also wear military hats. And military hats come white and black and green. I don't know if they come red or not. They come blue, camo. In any case, back to it. Original jurisdiction, that's who you are. Now, among the states, there's also original jurisdiction. each state has to have the ability to stand and deliver among the states as somebody that is authorized to counsel and authorized to negotiate on the world stage. You have to send somebody if you're somebody. And we are somebody. We are the United States of America. That's who we are. Then we selected representatives to go to the United States that we also invented through our state and the membership our state gives us into the group that is the United States of America, exactly as written. That group has the United States, but the D is a small T. The United States of Washington, District of Columbia. Is that better? So anyhow, Washington, District of Columbia is who is on the world stage, that representative. Washington decided to be that man. But they also wrote up three different offices within the Constitution. He's the office of the president, the commander-in-chief, which I don't think he's been the commander-in-chief since 1861. I think the military took over in 1861. And Lincoln was the war hawk that was the head of the military. That's what I think. But it's not an opinion. It's written down. Now, the perpetual union was broken the second time when South Carolina left the perpetual union, breaking it the second time. Therefore, the United States of America, our group, was short one, and we were operating in the color of law. It wasn't quite law. It was a color of law, almost, but we were missing South Carolina. We had Oregon, missing South Carolina. Whatever that group does from that point is color of law. It is not original jurisdiction. It's play pretend on top of what is the truth. We have to go out and get South Carolina and bring them back. Or South Carolina has to come back. Or we have to go in inculcate into them that there really is a the United States of America over here, and you got to come join us again to repair us, to make the wheel whole, to get back to original jurisdiction. That's where we have to go. Anything less than that is more play pretend, which is exactly what I think persons such as Anna von Ritz, David Strait, what the hell's his name? T. Rowe, that's not who I wanted, but it's one that came. Emery, John Durash, Living's Way, did I say Anna? Paul Strammer. There are hundreds of them out there that want to keep this going longer. It's their meal ticket. They are professional patriots with the tin cup out. And if you pay them, they will continue to do whatever they do that they think is reasonable and proper. If you support them, they'll continue. Now, a guy is out there and he counts the states, or she counts the states, and says there's 50 states and we're going to function on that premise. They are making a mistake because that's not original jurisdiction. If you want to be back to being a man or a woman on the land and soil with your progeny, without ruler and without subject, if you want to be that level of secure in your being, sovereign, if you want to get to that level, you have to take your state with you. Your state of consciousness that you deal with when you are thinking about the state of Oregon or the state of California or the state of anyone that was a state before Oregon. Kansas is not a state. Kansas is still a territory. Until we get South Carolina back, the minutes, and I'm talking to a guy, his name is John. He was in the Republic. He knows what the hell's going on. And he can bring South Carolina. Hooray! That's big. South Carolina is one of the group to make a quorum to have the United States of America and original jurisdiction back, the truth, without any lies, without obfuscation. There we go. So we take that group and we expand that group, not just Oregon and South Carolina, but Oregon and let's say California, and Oregon and Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Delaware. Might be a very unique state. We have to check on that. Delaware may even be a commonwealth. Massachusetts, we have to get all of those together. And they all have to agree that they are actually, in truth, real men and women with their bona fides in order. You're not some bullshit artist coming here to make a buck. That's not what it's about. We're not here about the Sestakee Trust or Sestakee Trust. We're not here about trust. We're not here about the Federal Reserve or the IRS or driver's licenses. Those are all distractions. They're bullshit. The minute you get back to original jurisdiction, all of that stuff melts away because it's not there. It's a fiction. Their paycheck stops. They go home. The real. Stand up and deliver. And we will make it happen. We know how it's all written down. We'll go and find 36 men or women that will actually be the sheriff. Have the courage to do it. Get some deputies. The sheriff pays the deputies. That way the deputies are his deputies. He's paying them. It's not the board of directors for the county. It's not incorporated. It's not business. It's government. They're in business. Days are over. This is peace, safety, and happiness for me and you. That's what this is about. It's about original jurisdiction, telling the truth every single fucking time. It's the way it is. So you fail at the first defect, and I call you Pino, patriot in name only. Who are you to tell me that I can't have a social compact and go over here and form another jural assembly or any other kind of assembly I want, or a society after we get a government. You can't have a society until you have a government, because government gives the society its standing. They have standing because of it. The John Birch Society is a pseudo society that is not real, because there's no truth in the government that they recognize. That's a fiction. It's a falsehood. It's an incorporated entity that in Lincoln's era became the false United States. It became the de facto United States, March 1861. The game changed. It's not been fixed. If you say anything else, you're lying. There's no proof that it was ever fixed, Anna. We know what evidence is. You didn't get the post office because you found Franklin's portfolio. Bullshit. And they make up Russell-J. Gould or David Wynn, whoever. Saul Moore, play pretend. By the bar. By the Temple Bar, London. The British Accreditation Registry. The Titles of Nobility Act. It's part of the Constitution. So how in the hell did they get the title of gentleman for Annapolis and West Point and half a dozen other schools that put out first-ranked military officers? The military's in charge since 1861, except on Oregon. Oregon implemented Ex parte Milligan. Go look it up. Ex parte Milligan says if you have a civilian court of record, then you have eliminated martial law. It's all in the, it's a mind game. If you cannot play the mind game, go home. So you do not get to have martial law in Reagan, because we did the work. Yeah. Good morning, Charlie. The people that are making decisions and think they know what they're doing don't. That's just the way it is. I'm not here to teach them. I'm here to have them learn or go away. There is original jurisdiction, de jure government. De facto government that is in charge everywhere you look, municipal, county, state, federal, international. It's all play pretend bullshit, locked together with the financial world, the Khazarian mafia, I'm sure of it, is in charge of a great deal of the finances of the world. That's just the truth. There's no way out of it. I think Cliff High is right. And we imported a whole bunch of Nazis over here after World War II, and they were not just Germans, they were Nazis. Thousands of them. And they all came with their kids and their spouses. And their kids, kids, kids are now running the incorporated governance that has become a social democrat organization in Portland and in Salem and in the I-5 corridor. From one end to the other. It's like a cancer. And the people that have the disease, cognitive dissonance, I had it till I was 75. I know the disease. When they have it, there is no talking to them. From the Bible, that's the part where you get, don't cast your pearls before the swine. They will not know what the hell to do with them. Don't try and teach them. It's their job to learn. All the information's out there. They can play video games or they can learn. It's their choice. I'm not going to make it for them. We don't need them. Do you understand that they kill and incarcerate those people that have the audacity to implement Article 1, Section 1 of the Oregon Constitution? And every one of the constitutions except Delaware has an article similar to this. So you have to understand, if you're going to be a man or a woman on the land and soil of your state, commonwealth, or territory, without ruler and without subject, a sovereign being, if you're going to be that mindset, that's de jure. The lawful, the real, the trust among us, not as a bank account. So there we are. That's who we are at this level. If you're not at this level in your brain, if you're off in la la land playing video games, or in my mind, playing those mental games of religions and cults and parallel universes where you're going to raise your consciousness to the God level. If you're in that jurisdiction, then you have to make your mind up to be able to step back into this physical jurisdiction that I'm in and deal with this situation as a real situation now, not tomorrow. Tomorrow is too late. Your turn to be one of the 300 guarding the gate passed, and the gate fell because you didn't do your job. That's just how it is. Enough gates fall and we're done for. We're on the land. We are not on the sea. We are not in the ocean. We're people. We're not persons. Persons is not first person singular of people. Persons are a legal entity, an incorporated or corporate being. There is no religious freedom in the United States of America, nor in any state, commonwealth, or territory. That's not the deal. The deal is government will not force a religion on you, but neither can your religion be forced upon us. That's the way it is. There is no religious freedom, but freedom of speech in all manner is accepted. So is the Second Amendment. The Battle of Athens, 1946, is a reality. You press the people too hard with your oppressive, tyrannical government that is a governance. When you do that, then the people, like in Athens, Tennessee, will pick up a rifle and they will kill you, or you get out of the way, or you change being that kind of a tyrant and you do your job properly. You change your coat. You take off the coat of the tyrant. You put on the coat of the public servant and keep your job and do it properly. And everything's fine. That's just how it is. De jure, not play pretend, de facto. There are not 50 states. 50 states is more de facto. There are not counties. Counties is more de facto. There are no specific number of counties. You can change them, add, subtract, multiply, divide, but there's one state or commonwealth or territory. And we, as the United States of America, have to reach out inclusively and bring all of us together, eliminate territories, make all the territories state. That's going to be a real job. They really broke all the rules when they made West Virginia and Nevada. They did. It is a total travesty. But it's got to be fixed. You can't ignore it. You can't paper over it. You have to recognize the fraud, deal with it, find a remedy. You can't find justice. No fixing that. You got to fix the issue. That's how it is. Original jurisdiction. Every piece of fraud that we can undo and repair and make right, we do it. It's like blowing up the Georgia Guidestones. We blow them all up one at a time, figuratively or in reality. It's their choice, not ours. We are original jurisdiction in the de jure, and we're not going to tolerate any more de facto bullshit. We've already done the paperwork on Oregon. That's done. Now they either cooperate and take a proper oath to a proper constitution and give us a de jure government, or we will continue the abolishment. Simple. It's the same on every state. Yep. 21 days. You can get the legal part, the lawful part, the paperwork done, return to where you comprehend original jurisdiction is, and be legitimately and lawfully there, ready to stand and deliver in your own name with your own grand jury pool, doing the job. And we're all going to meet this year, 2023, in Philadelphia and do it right. Return to de jure. Whatever anybody else says, if they can't prove it with evidence that will stand in our civilian court of record, Article 3, one Supreme Court claiming original jurisdiction, only found in Article 3, that court is within the Amendment 7. That's why Amendment 7's there, to fix that little error. That court is the one court whose jury verdict has no appeal in law. We're not talking equity. We're not talking admiralty. We're talking common law, natural law, the law of Hammurabi on down. And I argue. Thank you, Laura. Appreciate it. Ciao, William. See you at 11. Bye, Cynthia.
Bye.
See you at 11.
I learned a lot. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Laura. I sent you an email. Did you get it recently?
I haven't looked yet. I will.
Please do. Thank you.
You betcha.
They do not want to let go of this. They do not intend on losing here. And we do not intend giving it back to them.
And then the bullets started flying. Then he jumps out of the car. And he's got both his hands up.
And he got out of the car. And he had his hands in the air. He's like, just shoot me then. This is what you want, to shoot me. And they did. They shot him dead. With his hands in the air. And I fought. I swear to God. He's just walking with his hands in the air. And they shot him. And they shot him dead. And then after he was down on the ground, shot him three more times.